going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three.
Good Saturday morning.
Morning.
Nine floors up, Kia Studios, 7 o'clock a.m. Glad you're with us, Sam Crenshaw. Well, of course, it's weekend mornings with Sam and Greg. And Greg, we're trying to find, but we do have Noel White. Good morning.
Good morning.
No, we don't say that. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Good morning to the people out in Kent.
Oh, Kent.
Yeah, Kent, not in Cherokee County out there. What they got, they got a lot of shopping out there.
They do indeed.
Yeah, man, you can go out there and do a lot of other things to do out in Canada. But hope everybody's well out that way, and hope all of you are well this morning. The spring breakers are headed back home. Just get ready for that. Hartsfield-Jackson Airport is going to be off the chain as these people come back into town or passing through this weekend. So if you're going anywhere near the airport, as I like to say, pack your patience. It's going to be that kind of weekend as people come back, and I hope people have enjoyed themselves wherever they went, if they just got out of town for a few days, or maybe they didn't go anywhere, you know, whatever. But what have you done during the time that it's been spring break for most folks? There are some people that still, you know, were functioning. But you can tell, the traffic this week, you could move around town, you know. You could move around in the mornings. I was up early one morning, went to work out, and I said, man, freeway's moving. That's usually a parking lot. You know, spring break has its impact. We could definitely see that around it this week. How's your week?
Pretty good. Pretty uneventful, which is sometimes good. You know, I just got to sit back and watch some good sports, or maybe a roller coaster of sports weeks if you're an Atlanta fan, especially on that Hawks up and down roller coaster. But last night was good Hawks.
Very good. But now we know where we're going. We know we got Orlando. We need to get in touch with Max.
See what we're walking into.
Yeah, we're going down to Orlando. Matter of fact, we play those guys tomorrow, but I'm figuring most of your starters probably won't even play in that game tomorrow.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. You probably don't want to – either team probably doesn't want to tip their hand either way of showing what they could potentially do, considering they're going to turn around and play each other again in Orlando. What is it, like 3 games in like 6 days or something like that for them? Yeah,
you play your way into this situation. You know, you play your way into it. You lose some games that you really should have won, and that's what you think about. Well, you can't think about it now. You got to think about going forward.
Got to move forward. I mean, you saw their perseverance after the Knicks debacle and after the Magic game that could have, you know, locked them into the seventh seed or could have helped lock them into the seventh seed. You saw them kind of pick themselves up off the mat and go forward and not worry about the games behind you. But, you know, we are headed yet again into the Hawks Invitational.
We have managed to master this art. We make this every year. Last night they get the win 124-110 over Philadelphia. Talk about a team. Wow. We know what direction that crew is going in.
Yeah, that's a team in the franchise that's not trying to see a win. So everybody got what they wanted to see last night. For 76ers and their fans, it's a temporary sacrifice And for the Hawks, yeah, we need to go ahead and dust y'all on out the way so we can reach our destiny, which is the Hawks Invitational, a.k.a. the NBA play-in. I mean, we seem, us in Chicago seem to be the kings of the play-in so far as it's been invented. So let's go ahead and do what we do best in the play-in, which is get to the playoffs.
Yeah, let's go in and see what we can do, what we can make happen with that. Well, like I said, Trae Young with 36 points last night and LeVert with 31 as well as they get that win. And maybe most people will sit tomorrow and, just kind of relax and get ready for it because it's Hawks in Orlando. It's here. It's the final game here, regular season game at State Farm. Tomorrow we'll have it here for you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock tip. That is coming up tomorrow. Coming up today is Atlanta United. Jason Longshore is going to drop in and join us at 9 o'clock and get us all set for Atlanta United against New England Revolution. Of course, the pregame of that is going to be at 12 at 1:30 with kick at 2:30. Today. So we're looking forward to that, Noel.
Yeah, we're going to break it all down for you guys starting at 9 o'clock to get ready for the next match. And hopefully this one, we can get a win out. We've had some good good draws, and we picked up some good points, and we're picking up momentum. But, you're ready to start seeing those big victories start to come.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for. This team has a lot of talent. They've had some time to work some things out and get to know, what to expect from each other. Because a lot is expected from this team, and we'll see what happens. But talk about expectations. They're the Braves as well with expectations, and they lose one last night down at Tampa Bay 6-3. But, after getting off to that awful start on the road, at least we saw them get some wins here at home this week. That was comforting to see, Noel. that it can happen, right?
100%. Like last night was a tough one. You lose 6-3 off a major home run. But for the most part, you're starting to see some things take shape. You're starting to see that A1 defense you're used to. You're starting to feel a little bit more comfortable with the pitching. You're starting to feel a little more confidence in the bullpen. And, maybe Martell Ozuna in the audience up there in the stands helped out a bit as well to sprinkle some goodwill onto the field.
Yeah, maybe so, right?
Yeah.
We take anything we can get right now. But to get that big home run in the extra inning win over Philadelphia after the rain delay, right?
Yeah.
Walk off. It was about 12:30 in the morning. They set that horn off out there. I'm sure some of the people that live around the Battery didn't appreciate that too much.
Blooper said, it's a little past my bedtime, fellas. Like, I don't mind an early game, but 1 a.m. is a little egregious, fellas. But, we got the dub, and everybody got to, go home and get a little rest before we got back at it. Hopefully, today we can get one off of Tampa Bay.
Hope they can get one down there. A.J. Smith-Schauber is going to get the start for them, and he's 0-2 in his first two starts. Let's see if he can get things turned around, and the Braves get a win. Okay, of course, this is Masters Week, and we're going to do a deep dive in the next segment coming up. Obviously, it's a big week of anticipation. The eyes of the sports world focus on our state and on Augusta, and the golfers are putting on quite a showdown that way. We're going to get into that with someone who's covered the Masters, in detail. And John Patrick is coming up in just a few minutes. But, we got into what our stories of the week are. Noel, let's get into our stories of the week.
Time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
All right. And we're looking for Greg. He may be hanging out at Bucky's, but that's something we'll look for him as we go along with the show. But, I don't know about you. Anyway, I think maybe we're along the same line. I go all the way back to the start of the week and what we saw as far as the end of March Madness, both the men's and women's tournament. I mean, really, we're having withdrawals. I'm picking up the remote and like, all right, where's the basketball?
Yeah,
because it was so good, But the way they ended, the women's tournament ends in a decisive victory, but the men's tournament, you don't get the shot off at the very end if you're Houston. Florida wins.
That was rough to watch. Like from my perspective, being an Atlanta sports fan, unfortunately, this is something I've seen numerous times from the Hawks. Like they get the ball, they get the last couple seconds, and it's like, okay, guess this game is over. And like I'm here listening to the game because I'm working the board that night, And it's like, he gets the ball, he dribbles, go for the pump fake. Oh, he lost the ball. Oh, they're waiting for someone to pick up the ball. Somebody, anybody picks up the ball. He can't be the first one to pick up the ball. And Florida has the ball. And the, I was like, oh, man. That's a tough way to go out.
If you could script an ending, would it be anything like that?
Nah, I'd rather have an air ball than that. I mean, what did Jordan say? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, and they didn't get to take that one. So
just turn around and throw it over your shoulder or something.
Man, I felt for Houston because Houston's been knocking on this door for years, it seems.
Yeah, yeah.
And they will be back. But, Sam, what are the odds that Al Horford and Florida win a championship in the same year? What are the odds?
Yeah. Isn't that something?
That's amazing. Yeah, isn't that the last time Florida won a championship, right? With Joakim Noah and Al Horford. And Al Horford wins an NBA championship and Florida wins a ring in the same year. That's crazy. That's crazy synergy, man.
That's it. I mean, fantastic, though, to see Florida wins once again. And, of course, people said if an SEC team didn't win a tournament, maybe a disappointment for the conference because so many teams made it into the tournament. They had so many more chances. So how could it be a success if an SEC team didn't win it? And they did.
I mean, and congratulations to Florida and the SEC teams that did make that statement that SEC basketball is here. But SEC basketball hasn't made that statement in years. So just seeing them get that many teams in the tournament and actually sustain and be successful, to me, was successful for the conference. Like, Florida getting the championship was the icing on the cake. But they are definitely to be reckoned with at this point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Auburn was being there. We thought, you know, Auburn might have a chance to get there. Those two SEC teams had to square off. So, I mean, that was excellent to see. On the women's side, were you surprised at all of the way things went with that final game? You had the matchup. That was the matchup I predicted on my bracket. And the outcome was what I predicted, too.
That was about the only thing on my bracket that was right that I came up with was South Carolina and UConn. And I wanted to see the South Carolina girls pull it out because I love that style of team play and, you know, team above star and all of that good stuff. But, man, look, Paige was just on one. She was like, it was, man, it's what you expect to see from a star player that has that much gravity and can command that much attention.
Absolutely.
So seeing her going out and do it wasn't surprising. But, man, I was hoping South Carolina was going to be able to, you know, put up a little bit more resistance. But offensively, South Carolina had been a little shaky all throughout the tournament and was still able to land right where they were supposed to be. So you still got to give them their props for that. So now that the tournament has shaken out, we're seeing how the women staying a little longer on their side is giving more storylines to their tournament runs versus the men. Like, other than Houston knocking on that door, the SEC, you know, shaking out to be the superior conference of the run, and, you know, Cooper Flag, those are pretty much all the stories.
True.
On that side of the tournament.
True.
Whereas
True.
The women, you had, you know, Haley Van Lith on her third team making her March Madness run, and you had Dawn and her girls and what they got going on. You had Paige, you had Juju and Juju's injury and Olivia Miles' injury and all the transfers, and it was just story on story on story on story on story. And I think we're going to continue to see that because, you know, as we've seen, some of these ladies are going to stay an extra season.
They're getting that money. Yeah, I got to give it to them. They're thinking about that cash. They say, you know what? We're going to go back to school. We're going to get some more of this college money. And then when y'all get the stuff right at the pro level, we'll see you next year.
Well, and I don't see a downside because you're making money on your NILs. You're improving your game, staying another year. You're improving your visibility as a player, staying another year under these big programs that everybody knows you under your, you know, purple and gold jersey or your maroon and white jersey or whatever it is. You're known to be in that brand. You get to stay in that brand another year and build your own brand. And when you do finally come out, you'll roll right into that new CBA that they'll be negotiating after this season. So I don't see a reason for them not to do it.
Yeah, obviously. And then nothing else, they get to be in more Raising Cane's chicken finger stores, commercials.
Ah, exactly.
Man, that, talk about a cool way to get to know those players if you didn't, because the football season went so long. So I'm sure a lot of people were behind on who was who as far as college basketball. We found out quick watching the tournament, and then seeing them in those commercial spots, got a chance to see a little bit of their personality. So I think, like we talked about before we got started today, the women's tournament has a chance to have what the men's tournament used to have.
Yes.
Those players are going to come back for that second and third and fourth season. And the coaches who are staying put at the schools, those brands are there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're expecting. You know what you're looking at. You've seen them the last couple of seasons. And you tune in with knowing kind of what to expect. And I think that's great for that tournament. They kind of have what the men's tournament kind of used to have. And I don't know if the men's tournament ever gets that back because you got so many guys that are one and done and out, you know.
Mm-hmm. And your legends stay longer, so they have more connection to these schools when they come back and cheer on these schools. Like when you had South Carolina versus UConn, you had, you know, packed celebrity sidelines.
Right.
Like
right,
on
right.
both sides. And that does nothing but, you know, grow your legend and visibility to these girls coming up. I want to join that legacy of women and what they were able to achieve and all of that good stuff. So it just helps build both brands, even though South Carolina took a loss. But before we get out of here,
okay,
I wanted to tell you a fact about the tournament that I learned this week.
Okay.
So, you know, me and you and Greg have been talking about, you know, Luther singing One Shining Moment
right.
for the tournament and how long it's been used and, you know, if it would ever be supplanted. And, you know, other people have done it, but, you know, we seem to always gravitate back to Luther's version. Well, I found out this week that apparently that was Luther's last recording.
Really?
That was his last ever recording. They say he finished Dance with My Father.
Yeah.
And One Shining Moment around the same time, and legend has it that One Shining Moment was the last he finished.
Whoa.
Yes, so the song that we hear every March Madness that we get to enjoy is actually Luther's last gift to us.
Wow, man.
Isn't that incredible?
That is remarkable to know.
And I found it out right at the end of March Madness. And we are a week early from a whole bunch of Luther facts y'all about to find out, because next week is Luther Vandross' birthday.
Well, a whole lot's going to come out, right? Fantastic. Well, we can't get enough Luther anyway. We said give us a chance to go back, go through that great anthology of music and memories that we provide. But also, never too much. How about that? Right? Well, always great to hear One Shining Moment, bringing down the curtain on a great basketball tournament and a great college basketball season. All right. They're about to tee them up in Augusta to play the third round. It is moving day at the 2025 Masters. John Patrick, host of the Augusta Golf Show, is going to join us in just a few minutes and get us all set for moving day at Augusta. That's coming up when you stay with us on this Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you on this morning. We're still looking for Greg, but he's not here. But you know what? It's time to talk Masters. Down the road at Augusta, they're getting set to start the third round of the 2025 Masters Tournament. It has been a magnificent show so far this week. The weather has cooperated, and the man who's had an eye on it for 40 years now. We're not trying to make him feel old, but he's a guy that I've known and always enjoy when I get a chance to go to Augusta for the tournament. It's John Patrick, and he joins us now, the host of the Augusta Golf Show. John, good morning to you.
Sam, it is great to hear your voice. How are you?
It is great to hear your voice this time of year. And I know, well, you're this way all the time, though, all year round, especially when we're talking golf in Augusta. But this tournament this week, talk a little about what it means to have this tournament, especially in light of what the community and the course went through when the storm came through. I think that's what a lot of people were concerned, to see just how the place would look.
Yeah, there was some challenges early on. They kept the course. The hurricane struck about two weeks before the club was supposed to open. So the delay was about 5 weeks before they opened up the club for members. And even when they opened up the club for members, there was still some damage on the 16th green. They had three trees fall on that green. So if you had the pleasure of playing the golf course early on, then you played 17 holes because 16 was closed. It took them a while. It probably took them a couple of months to get 16 back and being playable. They have a way of doing things quickly out there.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. There is. If you have been out there for a long time, consistently, then you do see the difference. If you're out there for the first time, or if you're out there, you know, for the second or third time, I don't know that you can tell. But those that have been out there for a very long time, I think the most telling part is there used to be three trees behind the 15th green, and now there's one. If you stand on the 6th tee, and I apologize for folks who haven't been there, but if you stand on the 6th tee and you're looking down at the 6th green, the 16th green, the 17th fairway sort of thing, that vista has opened up a lot. For folks who have been there before.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. There have been some, and there are always subtle reconfigurations that take place there, but this was something you figure would be a little more dramatic that people would see. And I knew that you had an eye, a critical eye, going out there to see this week. But thoughts about what you've seen so far this week in this tournament, and you know, with Justin Rose being there. Today, this leaderboard looks, you know, poised for some great theater, as the late Frank Trakhinian used to always call it.
Yeah, it's a great leaderboard. I do think that Justin was a little scruffy yesterday, not quite as buttoned up as he was on Thursday. And I don't know how that'll transfer to today. You know, the thing that's going to be tough on Justin is this. You know, he's going into his third day of leading this golf tournament. It's got to weigh on him at some point. You would think let alone the folks who are chasing him. He's got a pretty good group behind him coming after him. But you know, he's done this before. He's got a major championship, although it was 11 years ago. And he's experienced around this place. And even though this new crop of player gets themselves acclimated to that place quicker than a previous generation might, experience still matters out there. And I think that'll be something to look for with Justin today.
We'll watch for him, folks. We're spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Pleased to be joined with the host of the Augusta Golf Show, John Patrick. And you can follow him. He is social. You can follow him on IG at @the_Augusta_golf_show. My goodness, disappointments for me. Fred Couples had a remarkable first round. And then the 77 yesterday. I was pulling for him. So Bernhard Langer yesterday, I know a lot of people were pulling for him to make the cut in his final Masters appearance. A lot of emotional things taking place there. And then we have the amateur who relieves himself on the course. We've had everything this week down there, John. You know, a lot of things to keep you going.
Well, I don't know that we've had everything, but we've had a lot. Yeah, you know, the Bernhard thing. What I heard about the Bernhard thing is he was playing so well and then, you know, hit that double bogey on 15 and then had to work hard to make the cut. And those who watched that putt just hit the right side of the lip there on 18. Had it fallen, it would have gone in. But, you know, I guess it's the uncertainty of that sort of thing. You know, the crowd wanted to see him get it, and the crowd also wanted to pay their respects. That's a little different than when they come up 18 on Sunday and you know you're getting the full do, especially from the size of the crowd waiting around 18 on Sunday. So it would have been better, obviously, he had made the putt. And then Freddie just loves the place. Freddie just loves the place. And there are so many players in the history of this golf tournament that when they get on those grounds, when they get on that campus, something, they, you know, they're 30 again.
Right.
And Freddie's the epitome of that. He just loves that whole atmosphere, that whole aura, and it shows in his game.
Absolutely. A past Masters champion. And that leads me to a question about someone you spent some time with this week, Jim Nance. I recall when Jim Nance received the assignment of Butler Cabin replacing Brent Musburger, and you and I both were in Augusta there during that time. And I asked him, I said, would you trade places with Fred Couples? Because they were teammates at Houston. And it was different this week because Jim Nance was watching the Houston basketball team. He had the delay coming into Augusta to start his work because the basketball team was around. You had a chance to be at an event with him, and you were recognized as well. Congratulations to you. But thoughts about that evening?
Oh, it was fun. It's always good to see Jim. You know, the thing I always try to tell people about Jim is, you know, he at times can come off, you know, very emotional, very sentimental, and very touched by things that are happening in front of him, whether it's on a golf course or maybe it's even a football game. But that's the way Jim is. He's very sentimental. I apologize, Sam. Been a long week. But that's to his core. That's just who Jim Nance is. He loves this place. I've never gotten what I think is a satisfactory answer as to why, because I don't know that he can articulate why. I feel that. You don't know. You just know somewhere at some point it got down into your DNA and into your bones, and you can't wait to be back on the grounds.
And that's something that he truly treasures. But let's talk about you. You got a recognition proclamation. I see you got also a recognition by the Augusta National, and your name goes along sides of people that I've known, especially Charles Moody, who I worked along with at WRDW. What does it mean to you to have been a part of this event for the time that you have there in Augusta?
You know, Sam, I said at the Golf Writers Dinner, I grew up wanting to be a disc jockey. They put a radio station in a mall in my hometown of Norfolk, Virginia, and I watched those guys play records and intro records, and I can't tell you why that's what I wanted to do, but it's the only thing I ever wanted to do. In my soul, I'm a disc jockey, and then to find myself standing in front of the Golf Writers as a member of the Golf Writers Association, picking up an award for covering the Masters for 40 years. It's quite the journey, quite the unbelievable journey. I'm not really sure how I got here. I just know you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you just do the best job that you can. I was blessed to start covering the Masters at 27 years old. I kind of stumbled into it, and it kept going, and it kept going. And even in times when it was wondering if I would do it, I was asked to do it because I had done it so many times in the past, and that was very gratifying. And here we are in 2025, 40 years later. It's, you know, to be on that wall, you mentioned that wall, Furman Bisher is on that wall. There's only 36 people on the wall, most of them writers, right, who have covered the Masters. I went in this year with a fellow by the name of David Cannon, who became the first photographer to get on that wall. So it's very gratifying. Also here, you mentioned Charlie Moody. God, what an incredible man.
Yeah.
I'm the third local on that wall. So we've got someone from television in Charlie. Mm-hmm. We've got someone from the newspaper, David Weston, and someone from radio.
And I'm happy that I can say I worked alongside and worked with all three of you. It's remarkable. Talk about the place, John, because for someone who goes there for the first time, it looks like a place where time stands still. It has that look, but you and I both know some things have evolved, starting with what we got to see last week and last weekend. You are now in the third incarnation of the media building. That has changed drastically from what it was. So while it has that look of a place that's, you know, stuck in another time zone, it is moving forward.
Oh, it moves forward. It has moved forward a lot in the last 15 years. You know, if you live here, and you'll understand this, Sam, you know, I've heard chairmen say things and words that I never thought I'd hear them say. The mm-hmm. patch, Augusta University, Wrightsboro Road. The last two chairmen have seemingly gone out of their way to bring this club into sort of this neighborly kind of feel. It is a neighbor. It does, you know, when we suffer, it has suffered. When we have, you know, had successes, they've had successes. And through the first 30 years of covering that golf tournament, it was very insular. Everything they talked about had to do with something they were doing, or they were kind of pushing you away from something that you wanted to find out about them. They're still a private club. There are still things they don't talk about, but what they've done, especially over the last 10 years, has been unbelievable for this community, and it will continue. And the announcement this week about the patch and Tiger Woods' participation is just another step in that direction. And what's interesting, Sam, and it's hard to explain to someone who doesn't live here, you know, they don't think about next year. They're 10 years in the future. They've got a long-range plan, and when that long-range plan gets executed, another long-range plan is in place. And we don't know. You know, as members of this community, we don't know what they have in mind. Heretofore, everything they've done has made this community better, and I can only imagine that's the way it will go.
Obviously, and whatever it is, you'll be there to let us know about it, because that's what you do. We appreciate you getting ready to go on the air. You got your show coming up in just a few minutes. I appreciate you so much spending some time with us this morning. I look forward to joining you again next year down at Augusta. I haven't been down for the tournament in a number of years, but I look forward to doing that. And so good talking with you. Thanks so much for the time, and enjoy the next couple of days.
Sam, it's great to hear you. I hope you do get back down here. Thank you.
All right. That is John Patrick, host of the Augusta Golf Show, talking about the Masters, just talking about the Augusta National, what that place means to the community and what it does. It does a lot of things, even for the state of Georgia. We'll get into that as well as we continue on this Saturday morning. You stay with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It's weekend mornings with Sam and Greg. Sam, we're looking for Greg. We find him wherever he may be. But we got Noah White, other side of the glass anyway, and we just roll it on this Saturday morning. Like I said, welcome back all the spring breakers who are coming back home. And then there are things to do around the area. I know there's got to be a 5K somewhere around here today. I'm not sure, but, you know, people are going to be running through the streets. That's what we do when the weather gets nice. And, you know, we got Six Flags that has been open this week. Noel, you know, they got a new coat of paint on Goliath. It's blue this year. It's been orange, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So they put a fresh coat of paint on it there, and people are going up there. I'm not about to get on that thing.
But absolutely not. But, you know, to those that enjoy that kind of thrill seeking, you know.
Yeah, it's there for you.
You know, you can get on that, and then the Ninja and the Great American Scream Machine, and
I've done the Riddler
they got a ride up there. All those wonderful rides are there for you. In Austell at the Six Flags over Georgia. Did you know we were the second Six Flags created?
Okay.
Yeah, Six Flags over there in Arlington.
That's the first one, I think.
Yeah, that's the first one. And then us, and then they bought Astro World.
Okay. But so wasn't there one up like in Cincinnati or somewhere? I think there was a...
Cincinnati's, I want to say that's Cedar Point.
Cedar Point?
Yeah, so that's where the Peanuts hang up at. That's where Snoopy and them hang out up there at Cedar Point.
Okay. I thought there was a third one, but I remember...
Oh, it's a few of them, but those are the three that usually stick out to me. The first one, us, because it's up the street, and they bought Astro World when there was just nowhere else for Astro World to go.
Okay.
I'm filling in for Greg with the fun facts.
Since he's away, you are making sure we know of everything, and that's fantastic. I'm so glad that you're doing that.
Yeah, you know, since we playing our own game of Where's Waldo, I'll fill in for Greg until he get back.
There we go. Dogwood Festival is happening, by the way, over at Piedmont Park. Weather is nice for that. It's good. It's not going to be too hot.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be nice. Get your blankets. Get your picnic baskets. Get your sandwiches.
Go out there and just walk around. The artist market is out there. All types of exhibits. They got the Coca-Cola main stage, international stage, kids village. So much to see and do at the Dogwood Festival. I went through last year, and I got the best turkey leg. Like a Jamaican and that flavor and turkey leg. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
And I just made an idiot of myself just walking through the park.
Oh, I'm sure you were not the only one. I'm sure there's a few of y'all walking around with giant turkey legs.
Look at this fool walking around here chewing on a turkey leg.
I'm sure it was a few of y'all. But yeah, go ahead, get outside. Atlanta's been busy this April. 4-4 weekend was popping.
Yeah,
and now we got
the
Dogwood Festival and people be outside next weekend. Yeah, the sun is out, and so is Atlanta.
Absolutely. That's kind of what we do, right?
Yeah.
Well, one thing that we did this week that we normally do, we headed out to Truist Park to watch the Braves play. And, you know, the Braves were taking on some tough opponents. Nice to see them get the win over Philadelphia before they left town. And that was great to see, although like, they had to work extra to do it, had to wait out a rain delay. You know.
Well, you know, that's also what we do in Atlanta up there at Truist Park. We have rain delays. So I was like, we got two of them real early out the gate, huh? Okay,
right.
Well, back to regular schedule program. But, yeah, they was able to come out of that one on top in the 11th inning at about 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Marcell Ozuna was able to bring it home with
big fly.
With Martell Mazzuna in the crowd cheering on and watching it. So it was a good time if he was able to, you know, stay up for the whole thing. If not, I'm sure the Braves understand, and so do we.
Yep, that was it. Well, I don't know if people understood that horn that goes off out there, man. They set that thing off, and it just kept going. I'm like, you know, there's some people that are living around there.
I woke up everybody in Cobb County.
It may need some sleep, you know. but that's okay. They got that. But they go down to Tampa Bay, and that series gets off to a bumpy start last night. 6-3, the Rays beat the Braves last night, and they'll try to get back in the win column today. They're going to send A.J. Smith-Shawver. He's going to go on the mound. But the best news probably this week was probably out of Gwinnett, where Spencer Strider got another start and had another great performance. And I think that's something we look forward to, his return to this team. Had another rehab start on Thursday. Looked great, threw 90 pitches, worked 5 1/3 innings. You know, if he can come out and give you 5 1/3 right now, I mean, you know, right now, hey, give us 5 1/3, let the bullpen take over. I'll take that from him right now if he can do that. And he struck out 13 of the 21 batters he faced.
Yeah, that's what we want to hear. We're on this slow build back to what we're used to. We're fifth in the standings right now. That sounds insane. We're 3-10 right now. That also sounds insane.
Yeah,
but as Sam is stating, we have some people on the mend and on the return. I just realized Ozzie was batting leadoff, and that sounds crazy. So it's a little topsy-turvy right now.
We're trying some things. We're trying some things.
We're waiting on Sean Murphy to kind of, you know, get his form. I've seen him strike out a couple of times so far. But I feel we're having a slow return back to our regular schedule program. And in a few weeks, things should even out, and we should be feeling a lot more confident around here. That's how I feel right now. I was listening to Infinity Sports Network the other night. Mm-hmm. I believe Bart was on, and a caller from Atlanta called in and asked about the Braves. He was like, "Oh, no, we're not worried about the Braves. Nobody's worried about the Braves." And so, you know, it's nice to have that little national media vote of confidence right there. Nobody's worried about the Braves. They'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
So it was like his Wisconsin version of Snickers. You know, we're gonna work through it, and we're gonna figure it out, and you know, we're gonna turn the corner. You know,
that's a nice Snicker. That's a very nice.
Well, you know,
that's very nice. I like that.
I emulate John Fricke. You know, I think he has the best Snicker on air right now. But you know, that's just, you know, he's a calm and steady. You know, wins the race around here. And for somebody that just bided his time in this organization for years,
right,
you can't expect nothing but patience from Brian Snicker. Like, what is really going to rile up Brian Snicker?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Right.
So
right,
if you're looking for that kind of energy, you're barking up the wrong tree. But I like the even keel. You know, the tortoise wins the race. You know we're going to put the pieces together brick by brick, step by step.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long season and all those other coaching cliches we all hate to hear, right?
Yep.
But right now, that is where we're at. We're gonna build, and we're going to grow, and we're going to, you know, piece up A-Town down as we run the bases. And hopefully we do that a whole lot, especially when number 13 gets back.
Yep, and then that's the thing. You know, you want to say – you don't want to say we're treading water right now, because you do want to win games. You still want to win games. You want to see success. But you know what happens to this team, first of all, when Strider returns. And then when Ronald Acuna returns to this team, you feel like what that, you know, the boost of energy it gives, and just what it's going to do for the clubhouse to have those guys there every day and being a part of things. So, you know, not saying everybody's like holding their breath until they get here, but just the idea of this team is ready to take shape and move. And when they move, when they come in, the team really takes on a big move. That's what we're looking forward to with this Braves team. You got Austin Riley, who's hitting the ball now. You know, for a while there, the first week looked like nobody was going to get any hits. And he goes 2-for-4 last night. That's a positive thing. So, you know, those are good signs. As long as they keep things together defensively, and then the bats come around and team gets the kick, right?
And the positive right now with this, you know, even though we're not where we want to be, the positive is you have people in there playing and showing you what they can give you further down the line, and it's getting this whole squad battle-tested for where we really want to be, which is contending for a World Series. So if you can get some of these ancillary guys, these filler guys, to get some real minutes in and some real play and some real confidence on their side, and their teammates getting confidence in them, that's going to go a long way headed towards where we want to go.
Yep. And you watch early on, if there's one division that is just off to a scalding start, it is the West.
Man.
My goodness. I mean, and you knew it from the Dodgers, but here are the Giants, and we saw the Padres in person,
I was about to say,
right?
I mean, the Padres put it on us out the gate, so That to me, if you're the Padres, that was a statement. That was a statement series.
Absolutely.
Like you got to put us on par with the Braves and the Dodgers and the Mets because we're coming for it too. And that's another franchise that spent a bunch of money lately.
They really did.
Spent a bunch of money. They had Juan Soto a couple years ago. They just kind of started evening out their payroll a little bit, but they have Fernando Tatis. I mean, they had
for the longest time. They're waiting for Tatis to be able to play.
Yeah, exactly. Like they've had a stack of players themselves. So that's another team that's trying to put themselves in that upper echelon of teams that are contending for a World Series every year. So you know, putting it on the Braves if you're the Padres definitely you know marks that ticket. Like yeah, we're going to be a team to contend with. So. Okay, we'll see them again. We'll see how it goes. But message received. If you're the Braves, all right, message received. We see you.
Meanwhile, first place in the East, the Mets. My question: how long that gonna last?
Man, you know, I realized something the other day. I was watching a video on Juan Soto, and my biggest takeaway isn't even what I was supposed to take away. I was supposed to take away how big and bad Juan Soto is, and mm-hmm. how you know. The Washington Nats dropped the ball on not paying him. He was supposed to be a Nat forever, and these circumstances is what led him to the Mets. Okay, great. My takeaway is the Mets are the new big bad. It ain't the Yankees no more that I hated my whole childhood because Steinbrenner's son is not Jerry Steinbrenner. He said, we can't afford it. We have a limit. We have a hard stop on what's going to be paid. And Juan Soto saw what the hard stop was. I can't give you a sweet. I can't give you security, and I can't give you extra $5 million. So if you're going to go over the bridge, then go ahead over the bridge. Yep. We got Aaron Judge because that's what it's going to be. So, and the Mets said, come on, because we collecting players.
Yeah, they are.
We collecting players and salary. So come on with it, Juan Soto. We got the suite over here for your parents. It's labeled Soto Suite. We got security at home games and away games. They getting slushies and hot dogs and jerseys and the whole nine. Come on.
Wow.
We got them. So that was my big takeaway of this 35-minute breakdown of Juan Soto's career and how he got to the big bad Mets contract is the Mets are the new big bad.
Okay. Understand.
That's who is swiping the black card. It is the Mets. Now, to Sam's point, what is it going to buy them? We don't know yet.
They in first place right now.
They in first place right now, but we've seen that before.
Oh, how long before the wheels fall off?
How long till Frank the Tank start nutting up? How long? Till my season starts getting interesting. That's my favorite part of the season. I love Frank the Tank. But watching him flip a lid is always entertaining.
We'll watch and see what happens. But for right now, the Mets are the Phillies are who you watch for in our division because they you know.
Yeah, the Phillies are usually who
always,
you know.
They're always there.
In our way.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
For better or worse, that's usually who's in the way. So that's who you keep your eye on. But, you know, with all that money the Mets shell out, you can't count them out.
No, you can't.
You're going to have to look at them. Right now we're looking up, so.
Yeah, we've looked up at them before, but we know where they usually end up. That's amazing. So the thing is, you figure at some point it's going to have to all come together for them. You would think. Like I said, they keep making the investment. They throw in the cash out there. But they're the Mets.
I mean, that's how we see it, yeah. And until they prove it, I mean, you can spend all the money you want to, but, you know, they're the Mets.
They are that.
And that might be what it takes for the Liberty Media to really go out there and super cash out. We might have to lose to the Mets.
Ooh,
for them to go out there and cash out.
That would be a shame.
Man.
We don't want that to happen.
Drastic measures, Sam.
We don't want to get that drastic. We want to see the team, want to see our team go out and get some wins. And first of all, get things turned around this weekend and win some games on this road trip and be able to come back home and, you know, going to start playing some American League teams as well. That's always interesting, always an adventure when we get to that juncture of the schedule for the Braves. And we got that coming up pretty soon for them as well. So look forward to that. Some people are on and off as far as the interleague play. I don't mind it. I think it's still cool. I think it's a lot of fun. I look forward to it.
Yeah, like I said, well, baseball is so long, and you play so many of the same teams over and over, that those are the games that kind of stand out outside of your division. Like, oh, it's just one series with the Yankees, or this one series with the Red Sox. Yeah, let's go see what that's about. So, interleague play will be fun. And today we have, what, the Rays at 4:10?
At 4:10, Rays are playing at 4:10. They play tomorrow. Chris Sale is going to pitch, scheduled to pitch tomorrow. Then it's off to Toronto.
Ooh.
It'll be nice and brisk up there right now. But of course they play inside, and we're watching to see what I'm seeing, who the starters are, the tentative starters are for the next week. We want to see if Strider becomes the replacement in there at some point. Maybe when they come back home next Friday against Minnesota. Minnesota will be here at two great series when they come home, Minnesota and then St. Louis.
Ooh.
Cardinals always. That's always good ticket. So that's when they come back home with the Braves. So we watch and see what happens for that. Headed into the 8 o'clock hour, folks. Of course, at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock, Jason Longshore is going to join us. Noel's World is going to come up in the 8 o'clock hour. You want to stay tuned for that. And then I got some local stories, that's in the bag for you. Something, obviously, a tennis icon that came through town who's known as being a fashion icon as well, and something that Noel's really interested in. That's coming up. You stay with us in the next hour here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9 The Game.